Welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
This is Melanie Gobert, your host for today's TTELT podcast, a program of worldwide educators. Today's guest is Aliana Slanchak, English instructor at Foundation Institute, Nizwa University in the Sultanate of Oman. Elena's topic is active listening in the classroom and classroom management. Elena, thank you for joining us today. What would you like to share about active listening?
I would like to tell you that it's very important for our students to listen to us actively in the class. There is hearing and passive listening, and there is a big difference between these two things. Sometimes the students can hear us, but they are not actually listening to us. To make students listen to us in the classroom, we have to always give them a purpose for listening. The same as us, grown-up people, in our everyday life, we listen only if we know that we are listening for something. So our students should always know the aim of listening. It should be either listen, if when they are listening to the teacher, we can always ask them to listen and take short notes of what they hear. Or when they are listening to their peers in class, also listen and ask one or two questions to your classmate, or listen and take notes. Or we can always, when we are explaining something to our students in class, we can always make a pause and ask them a question. Or even better, when we are explaining something to them, we can approach their desk, and ask them to paraphrase what I've just said. In this way, we will be able to understand that our students are listening to us. What else is very important for them to listen to us? Give them clear instructions. What is important for active listening and for classroom management, really important, our students should feel secure in our class. And if they feel secure, then they work in your class. So to make them feel safe and secure in your class, they have to receive very clear instructions from us. So at the beginning of the lesson, it's very good to put clear objectives on the board so that they know what they are doing in the class and what do they have to achieve at the end of the class. If you put clear objectives, then the students feel safer, they feel more confident, they know what we want from them, and they will listen to us in class. And also what I, for example, do in my classes, we usually have a writing task or a speaking task at the end of the week. So at the beginning of the week, as we teach in the Middle East, our beginning of the week is Sunday. On Sunday, the first class, I usually open the speaking task that they have to complete by the end of the week. And when we show them what they have to achieve by the end of the week, what is going to be assessed, students feel more confident in our classroom. And they will listen to us in the classroom. What else is important? Important to make body language is very important. Our body language is important. The same as students' body language is very important because we can always tell by their body language if they really listen to us in class or if they just hear us and pretend listening to us while at this time they will be daydreaming or just staring at us and thinking about something else. It's very important. Also, eye contact with the instructor is very important for the students. you shouldn't avoid eye contact with them, because when you show them that you are not shy, you are not afraid to make eye contact with them, the same, it you show them a model in the class, and then they will feel more confident. And they will, of course, it will lead to respect to the teacher, and they will listen to us in class.
What do you think is the most important thing in classroom management?
The most important thing is in classroom management for me is to trust my students. If you love your students, you trust them. When to reduce our teacher talking time, it's very important. And you can only do it and be a facilitator in class if you trust your students with anything. Trust them. Don't assume that they will not understand or they won't be able to do it. We cannot even imagine what our students are capable of if they understand that we trust them. Trust and love is very important. But if you don't love students or children in general, you shouldn't be a teacher, I think.
Okay. Why is it important to give clear instructions to students?
For students, it is very important to understand what they are doing in class. And it also leads to their it gives them self-confidence and safety. They feel secure if they know what they are doing. Even if we grown-up people sometimes don't receive clear instructions, we are at a loss. We don't know what we are supposed to do. The same happens to our students.
And what are some of the techniques you use to give clear instructions to students?
When I give them instructions, I always check. I ask either concept checking questions if they understand it, or I would give an instruction as a question to them. And then what is important is you always need to check the instruction either through their peers. We can ask students, could you paraphrase what you have to do, or we can ask a question with an error. For example, are we supposed to work in pairs while they are supposed to work in groups of three or as a whole class? So we can ask provocative questions. It makes them think at the same time, and it develops their critical thinking skills. And while developing critical thinking skills, it leads to active listening to us in the classroom. Also, we should always keep them on toes so that they understand that the teacher can at any moment in the class ask a question, ask them to paraphrase, to show their notes, to ask a question to their peers or to their teacher, or to listen and write down questions that they want to ask. In this case, if students ask you questions, we can understand that they are listening to us.
And one final question, how do you make sure students listen to you rather than just hearing you?
I always ask them to write down questions. And from the very beginning, I tell them that I love questions. Please, the more questions you ask me, the better. So listen and write down a question or two. Whoever they are listening, the question was about me. If they are listening to me, listen and paraphrase what's just been said. And at any moment in class, I can approach any student and ask them to paraphrase, to show their notes, to ask me a question on what has just been said in class.
Okay, I'd like to thank my guest, Aliana Slanchek, on behalf of TTELT, a program of educators worldwide, for being with us today. Thank you so much for your time, Aliana.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by educators worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media, and try a new teaching tip today.